the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, welcome back. It is Will O'Callaghan in for Matt on this Monday, and it is time for the last word on travel. Delighted to say that Caitlin Murphy from the travelexpert.ie is with us. And I don't know, is this a good time to be thinking about breaks away, or are people starting to think, you know what, actually, I might stay at home if the weather's like this all the time?
I will, yeah. It depends, I suppose. A lot of people might have gone on their summer holidays already, and they're kind of thinking, oh, maybe towards the autumn and winter months, maybe to start thinking about city breaks. I know, obviously, with the weather here, it's hard to kind of think of abroad at the minute, but maybe down the line in the next couple of months, thinking about their autumn and winter breaks, I suppose.
Yeah, look, I think, yeah, if you're being reasonable as well, I know it is probably way too early to be thinking about Christmas season, but if somebody is going to go away later in the year, now is probably the time if you want to, you know, get the booking done early and possibly look at some decent prices and maybe get yourself a bargain at this stage.
Yeah, definitely. Like, prices at the moment, obviously, you have flights available right up until 2027 already. So the earlier, the better. I suppose prices, the flight prices are good this early. And then obviously you'll get good value in the winter months. The hotel rates will kind of be, I suppose, better than in summer because it's not as busy. But obviously not the Christmas period, but maybe otherwise, October, November wise, you can get amazing value.
Okay, we decided to focus on three different cities. So let's kick things off with the capital of Denmark. We're going with Copenhagen. So you've went there recently enough. So tell me about what it's like going over to Denmark then.
Yeah, it was lovely. I actually was there in February time, so still quite cold and chilly, but really nice. A quick break, I suppose. You can see a lot, and we had 2 days and two nights. So I think it was actually a perfect time to kind of squeeze in everything. There's not a whole major lot to do, but a really good city break if you want to bring kids. There's the Tivoli Gardens, which is, that's where actually Disneyland got their inspiration from. So it's an amusement park and a gardens full of, like, I suppose, amusement rides, and kind of they have theatrical shows and stuff like that depending on the season. And the only problem I made was I actually went when it was closed, unfortunately. It does close for the months of, I think it's January, February, March, but does open for the likes of Easter. So really family friendly thing to do in Copenhagen, and it's probably the main attraction there. You also have the Little Mermaid statue, which is obviously, it's after the Hans Andersen, I think his name is. The Little
Hans
Mermaid,
Christian
obviously,
Andersen,
story.
Yeah.
Hans Christian Andersen, that's it. That's obviously one of the top things to see as well. A little bit overlooked, I suppose. It is quite a small statue, but, and a lot of crowds attract around the area, but still really nice to see in the likes of Copenhagen. And then obviously you have the gorgeous canal there, with all the colourful buildings. And the top tip I'd recommend if you are going to Copenhagen is to get the Copenhagen card.
Okay.
So it's a sightseeing pass that gives visitors like free entry to loads of attractions. I think there's over 80. So it depends if you like art galleries or museums, and it also includes transport options as well. So you'll have free transport options. I think they do 24 hours and 48 hours. So a really good tip for Copenhagen as well.
Is it a little bit expensive? So my only memory of going to Copenhagen, I went to a football game there a good few years ago, probably 8 or 9 years ago now. And my main memory was that, I suppose, the cost of living, and look, for anyone, I guess, who's used to Ireland at the moment, it's not like it's cheap here anyway. But I remember Copenhagen being pretty similar to here. Like, don't be expecting a cheap break is my message, I guess.
No, it's definitely not a budget-friendly option, I don't think. But considering, like, I'd say Dublin prices in and around, it's definitely not as expensive as people told me, like, Copenhagen was going to be. But obviously the rise of costs here, it kind of balances out. But I'd say Dublin prices maybe a little bit more. Like, I think we went to an Irish bar, and I think we paid about €25 for two drinks. So you can kind of see where the value is. But like, it's not to say you can't find it. There is cheap eats. We ate loads in the Tivoli food hall, which is just around the corner from the Tivoli Gardens. And you could get like a meal deal there, like a main, a drink, and that was about 15 quid. So I didn't think that was too bad.
No, you wouldn't complain about that. I think the pub that you landed in, the Irish pub, sounded like someone had transported Temple Bar to Copenhagen by the sounds of 12 quid.
That's exactly it. Yeah, 100%.
Well, look, you stayed in the Tivoli Hotel. What was that like?
Yeah, that was lovely. Like, it's just around the corner from the main train station, and it also had a pool. So I think really good option, especially if you're maybe going in the winter. You don't want to be walking around in the cold all day. So it was nice for an afternoon to go and spend a few hours at the pool and the sauna, and maybe a good option if you have kids, need to burn off a little bit of energy and they won't be walking around all day. So the pool was really handy to have, and a really nice 4-star hotel, and it wasn't too badly priced either, and that was in February time. So definitely worth a look if you're going to Copenhagen.
Right, so I remember we went to the football and we played Denmark a lot back then, and what we ended up doing was we flew into Sweden and we got the train from Sweden across to Copenhagen, just purely because the flights were booked out so far in advance by the fans. But when I was having a quick look earlier on, there's actually lots of direct options into Copenhagen if you're not deciding to go with thousands of Irish football fans at the same time.
Yeah, there definitely is. You can fly with Ryanair. You can also fly with SAS, which is the Scandinavian Airlines themselves, and Norwegian fly as well. So the flight time's only 2 hours. It's nice and quick. And obviously Ryanair, I think it's a couple of times a week, maybe 5 times a week. So you can definitely get there easier. And then obviously you can get the train over to, you can do 2 countries in one. That's what we did as well. Went over to Malmo for a couple of hours and got into Sweden to see what that was like. So yeah, there's a couple of bits and bobs to do.
Yeah, we flew into Malmo and went the other way. But I think if anyone wanted to go for a day trip, it's a nice handy rail trip. And
it's so handy. It's literally under an hour. Yeah, so handy.
Very easy to do. Now, Budapest has proven really popular, I think, for people who want to go across, catch a bit of architecture, catch all of that. It's still proven to be a very popular location, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's my probably favourite European destination, I think. I've been once, but I'd love to go back again. I was there maybe 2 or 3 years ago in the wintertime as well. I'd like to see it in spring or summer, but really, really nice. Obviously, you have the likes of the ruined bars. It's kind of popular for hens and stags, or groups of girls, groups of boys, and also families as well. There's obviously the thermal baths. Really cool experience. Obviously, we don't have anything like that here, really. So to go and kind of experience a little bit of their culture, I suppose. And then you have the gorgeous Parliament building. You can take a river cruise down the Danube, which is stunning. So everything's lit up at night. You can obviously go for a nice sightseeing, relaxed cruise, or you can go for one that maybe has unlimited Prosecco. They're really good value as well. I was looking there earlier on. They're around 20 to 25 quid per person, and you're getting about 4 drinks of Prosecco included and your cruise. So really good value to have in Budapest as well. And I always see not so much flights at good value, but I always see hotels at good value in Budapest. I presume there's loads to choose from. So apartments, hotels, Airbnbs, whatever you're kind of looking for, you'll get within your budget. But it's a gorgeous city. And I'd love to go again. There's so much to do and see.
Yeah, it was an interrail location for me. And at the time, it was a great city to go to, because you said there's a really good vibe about it. And the one thing we learned went in is that there's two sides to it. Buda's on one side, Pest is on the other, and the Danube runs right through the middle. So when you do get onto the boat, they'll tell you about that on the tour as well. So
there's loads.
As you said, plenty to do, plenty of good bars, plenty of good places to go. And also an option in Budapest as well, which I hadn't really thought of until I was looking on the website, is that you're actually reasonably close to a few other cities. So going into Slovakia or maybe going into Vienna is an option from there too.
Yeah, that's what we did. So we had, I think it was maybe a long weekend we had here, and I just said, I'll have a look at the flight into Budapest and then depart in Vienna and go through. You can do bus or train. I went for the Flixbus, which was, it's kind of known as the other option to Interrail, I suppose. It was the cheapest at the time. And we did 2 nights in Budapest, a night in Bratislava, and then 2 nights in Vienna. So a really cool multi-center trip if you only have a small amount of time. So I think it's two from Budapest to Bratislava is about 2 hours and 10 minutes, and then Budapest to Vienna, maybe if you haven't been to either, 2 hours and 40 minutes by train or bus. So really, really handy to get to. Maybe it might be a bit extreme for a day trip, I suppose. Trip, yeah. But if you wanted to kind of look at flights into Vienna and out of Budapest, or the other way around, and also you have flights from Dublin to Bratislava as well. So you can do 2 or 3 if you really wanted to. But that's what we did, and we thought it was class. It was really, really good.
Yeah, and generally flights to Budapest, as you say, it's probably where you're going to get the value is the accommodation and the cost of things when you get there. But it seems like flights are actually not too bad in now to Budapest either.
Yeah, there's a lot to choose from. You have Ryanair and Aer Lingus to choose from, and then you have Shannon as well into Budapest, not just Dublin. So I suppose if you're maybe not looking at the weekends as such, if you're looking for a midweek break, you might find better value on the flights. And as I said earlier on, if you're looking at that little bit more ahead, the value flights wise might be better than say any last minute or September. Might go October, November, might be a little bit lower before the Christmas markets.
Tell me about a city you've changed your mind on, because I'm told when you first went to Berlin, not the biggest fan, but a more recent trip has won you over.
Yeah, do you know what? I always say to people, always give a place a second chance, and I never listen to my own advice. But I was in Berlin literally 2 weeks ago, and it was my second time. And we stayed in the it was on the west side of the city, and it was a total different vibe. I don't know if I stayed in the wrong place maybe the first time around. It was a little bit more near Alexanderplatz, so I suppose more central, but the west, it just gave me like a little bit more of a local feel. And there was like kind of quirky bars and cafes and restaurants, and just obviously it was 35 degrees when I was there, so there's a little bit more like alfresco dining, people are sitting out that maybe wasn't there the first time. It was just a better vibe, I suppose. We were like about 10 minutes away from the shopping area. I stayed in the Dean Berlin, which is a newly opened hotel there. So obviously we have the Dean Group here in Dublin, Cork and Galway. So it was nice to see kind of the brand over there in Berlin, and in a gorgeous area as well. Loads of kind of museums and a big massive shopping street. And it was a lovely area. And then you could still go into Alexanderplatz and you could still see the main sites because the transportation is so good. But just being a little bit of a nicer local area, I suppose.
Yeah, I think Berlin as well is one of those places you can go to either end of the year. As you mentioned, they get it pretty warm in the middle of the summer. It gets cold in the winter, admittedly, but then you're getting your kind of, I know we mentioned at the start, the kind of Christmas markets and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You could have two very different experiences going to Berlin at either end of the year.
Definitely. And as well, the city is so big. So even if you're going at different times or you're staying in different places, you're probably going to have a different vibe each time you go. But I definitely 100% enjoyed it so much more this time. And I probably went the same time of the year. I think I went in July the last time, and this year I went in June. So it depends on the location, I suppose, picking the right place for that's going to suit you. And don't maybe listen to other people. Do you know what kind of ways?
Yeah.
What you want to see and what you want to get up to is going to be the best option for your hotel stay.
It's got good trains, it's got good trams, but you found a bike was a good way to get around the city as well.
Yeah, like it was a little bit hot, but we did a bike for a while. They weren't a million away from each other. It was really good, but if you wanted to obviously see the likes of the Brandenburg Gate, which is obviously one of the main sites in Berlin, and then right next door to it, you have the memorial for the Jews. So that's literally right beside it, and that's all for the victims of the Holocaust. So two in one, really, you can see within the space of a couple of minutes. And then obviously not far from there as well, you have the East Side Gallery, which is a section of the Berlin Wall. So covered in murals and artists from all over the world, and really unique attraction to see, you know, something different for, and a lot for history people and people interested in the war.
Yeah, if you, I was going to say, you want to go see that kind of modern history and the fall of communism in Germany and all that type of stuff, it's all very much kind of in one area where you can work your way through. But you can have a very different experience. Like, as you said earlier, loads of nightclubs, loads of pubs. If you just kind of want to have an enjoyable party weekend away, Berlin's a great place to go.
Yeah, you don't have to. Like, obviously, if you're not into the history, you don't have to. Like, we went to even an art gallery this time. Now, I wouldn't be huge into art galleries, but really enjoyed it. It was kind of like a kind of a photo visual media gallery, something like different. There wasn't any paintings or anything. It was just kind of like all told through stories and through visual art. And I actually was like, I really enjoyed that because it was something different that I don't usually do. But you can make your own kind of thing in Berlin. If you literally want to walk around sightsee, you can do that. But then if you just literally want to sit out and have alfresco dining and a few drinks, you can do that as well. It's a nice chill place, I suppose.
Yeah, another place I think where the flight options are pretty plentiful, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. You have Ryanair and Aer Lingus daily. I think there's a couple daily as well, so you can get there really easy. And they have a new airport as well, which I didn't know when I was coming back this time. I was like, this isn't the last airport I was in, but really, really easy to get into. And you can find, really good value flights, really competitive flights there as well.
All right. Three very interesting cities, Copenhagen, Budapest and Berlin. And of course, you can check out thetravelexpert.ie for more details there.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.